In Germany today, less than 10% of children aged 3 years and under have access to daycare. Compared to other industrialised nations, this is an extremely low figure. But in former East Germany, childcare was provided by the state, and women like Barbara Klose-Hecht worked alongside the men. She first experienced pure discrimination in the workplace after German reunification.
I had to look for a new job and found it in one man-dominated branch. It was the building sector. And the problem is that I had to do the same work like my male colleagues, but all the time I had not the same salary.
Klose-Hecht, today president of the Berlin office of the Network of Business and Professional Women in Germany, confronted her employer at the time. She was told that she could keep her job at the lower rate of pay or leave the company. These kinds of sexist attitudes still prevail in many German businesses and work sectors today. Claudia Menner, head of gender equality and women's policy at the Confederation of German Trade Unions, says that the job market in Germany is still quite segregated along gender lines. For example, jobs in the industrial sector are valued more highly and paid better than those in the social sector, like childcare and aged care, where women traditionally work.
Everything that is not dealing with export-oriented industries is paid less than those branches which are in Germany very highly appreciated, which are the jobs in the industry who is export orientated.
According to Menner, the government needs to step in to change this culture of discrimination. But currently it's pursuing voluntary initiatives, which Menner says just aren't enough. She believes every business must be forced to reassess the value of each job in order to create equality in the workplace.
We need sanction for this because a company is not going to do this on a voluntary basis.
Women make up the bulk of Germany's part-time workforce, which is largely a result of limited childcare facilities. This restricts women's employment possibilities and often leaves them working in low-paid jobs like supermarket checkouts. In fact, Germany has one of the highest rates of women in part-time employment in the EU. Kirsten Drobik, Equal Opportunity Representative for Berlin Mitte, says that a minimum wage could help reduce the gender pay gap.
Wir haben in Deutschland keinen Mindestlohn. Die Gewerkschaften kämpfen darum zu sagen,
we don't have a minimum wage in Germany. The labor unions are campaigning for a minimum wage of €7.50. Then people with cleaning jobs or who work at a bakery, all those jobs that are paid really badly, could be better paid. That would be one solution.
Barbara Klose-Hecht says that the gender pay gap can be found at both ends of the spectrum. In Germany, the glass ceiling is all too evident in the corporate sector. She says on the one hand, women must be taught how to negotiate more aggressively to earn the salaries they deserve. And on the other, a quota system for female management positions should be implemented, like the 30% female management quota Deutsche Telekom announced last week. Some countries, like Norway, have made the quota system law, and it's made a huge difference in just 5 years.
They have a duty for all enterprises to have 40% of women in leading positions.
Spain and France have followed suit with similar legislation. While Sweden doesn't have a quota system, Klose-Hecht says that other measures like tax cuts for household and childcare services and incentives for fathers to take parental leave have helped women in the workplace.
In Sweden, for instance, where the gender gap is less than in Germany, women and men care together for the children. And it is absolutely not possible to exceed working weeks to 60 hours or to have meetings in the evening or so. It is a question of organization.
Swedish women now make up 19% of executive board positions and almost 50% of board seats in state-owned companies. Klose-Hecht believes that reducing the gender pay gap starts with attitudes and values in the home, and that the prevailing gender roles in Germany don't just hurt women.
Most of the fathers complain that they have not enough time for their children because of the fact that the enterprise expects from them this 60 hours working week. Most of them don't want it. They want to spend more time with the family.
While the gender pay gap in Germany continues to widen, the campaign for equal pay continues to grow. Cinnamon Nippard, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.